This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Thursday he said was aimed at reining in social media platforms, although analysts doubt it will survive legal scrutiny. The president said his action is meant to protect and uphold the free speech rights of the American people.
The choices that Twitter makes when it chooses to suppress, edit, blacklist, shadow, ban, are editorial decisions, pure and simple. They're editorial decisions. In those moments, Twitter ceases to be a neutral public platform and they become an editor with a viewpoint.
The move comes after Twitter added a warning phrase to two of Trump's tweets decrying vote-by-mail efforts. The warning tells users to get the facts about mail-in ballots. The president had earlier threatened to shut down social media platforms, something legal experts doubt could be done without an act of Congress. The United States, Britain, Australia, and Canada on Thursday condemned China's decision to impose a national security law on Hong Kong, saying it would dramatically erode its autonomy and threaten its stability and prosperity. As Reuters' Libby Hogan reports, the joint statement says China's move threatens Hong Kong's place in the world as a bastion of freedom.
The bill tackles subversion, separatism, terrorism, and foreign interference, and could see Chinese intelligence agencies set up in Hong Kong. Protesters see the bill as a move by Beijing that delivers a severe blow to the city's freedoms. Around the world, the US, Britain, and the European Union have expressed concerns for the former British colony and one of the world's financial hubs.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This